Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Caressing little waves, drowning sin, confessing our desire and diving in.
Confessing our desire and diving in. Jack O'Rourke, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Sure, I'm great. Do you still have the big moustache?
I do. It's not as impressive as yours.
I don't know. Mine's just older. That's a different thing.
It's looking well.
I'm keeping grooming. Listen, it's lovely to hear. I'm sorry you're not here in front of me.
So am I, yeah.
But anyway, you're down in Cork because of the Cork Proms, which is a very big deal. I have to tell you, listen to Sea Swimming, it still stands as a great song.
Thank you very much.
It still sounds wonderful.
Well, I've been listening here, and I love that Richard Hawley song you played as well. So,
isn't he something else?
He's wonderful. Yeah.
He really is. But you're in the same camp, you know, like, with respect.
Thank you very much.
No, but I mean, that's where your music is, where it sits, because Richard Hawley just got, like, more than anybody, any good songwriter comes up with good ideas and takes them out there.
Brings them forward,
that's all you can do.
And then people like you played them, so we're very grateful.
Yeah, but the thing is, the trick is that people have to look for them too sometimes, do you know?
Yes, yes.
And you have to, that's why I'm still a great believer, as people know, of the CD, because...
Oh, absolutely.
If you have it in your hand, it reminds you. Like, I could be in here today and we'd be playing all sorts of stuff, and it could be Shostakovich and Puccini and John Denver, for the sake of argument, and I'd suddenly find the CD by the Wileaways.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean?
A great band.
And you suddenly play it, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, how have you been? Because we haven't talked for a while.
I've been good. I'm a teacher, as you know, so I'm finished my year. So I've had 4 exam classes this year, so I've been kind of busy, but I've been writing away.
Yeah.
And I got some lovely gigs. Funnily enough, not as a songwriter. I've been gigging away nonstop, but I am involved in this Cork Proms heyday, a mixtape of Irish rock. So as a songwriter, it's lovely to kind of put that, you know, hat aside and to be an interpreter, to take on amazing songs and put your own stamp on them with an
art. So whose songs have you had a look at?
So it's the most amazing kind of celebration, I suppose, of iconic Irish rock and pop songs. So everything from U2 to Thin Lizzy to Rory Gallagher to Aslan to Sinead O'Connor to Franklin Walters to Declan O'Rourke. It's just a beautiful put together programme with a 36-piece orchestra on stage at the Cork Opera House. And it's myself, my friends May Kay from the band Fight Like Apes, Niall McCabe, a great songwriter as well, Leisha Leahy, who's a wonderful jazz singer, and the amazing Lucia Evans. So the 5 of us have been non-stop. We feel like kind of opera soloists because we've been knee-deep in rehearsals and harmonies and genre bending, and it's incredible. Yeah,
and interfering with the work of other people.
Exactly.
I have to say, because yourself and Niall McCabe, the two, you know, I could take your album very easy, Wild Place, and I could take something like Rituals by him, and just the two sit so comfy together.
Yeah, he's wonderful, and he's a wonderful singer. I met Niall when I was in college doing music, and
did you really?
And I couldn't believe how, you know, a white guy from, you know, Clare Island could sound like Stevie Wonder. You know, he's just this natural, and yet he sounds Irish. You know, it's almost like Paul Brady. He's like, he's a proper R&B singer, and yet doesn't sound like he's imitating anyone.
It does, for sure. It just kind of works. But look, let's talk about what you're doing. So which like, you're not doing all those people that you mentioned, the Pogues and the Granberries and shit. Which one are you doing, or are you doing many?
I'll give you a little spoiler. I am doing, and I hope Declan doesn't kill me, but I'm attempting Galileo.
So, well, good luck with that, Jack.
Yeah.
Galileo.
Yeah, I'll have to send you a recording.
Yes, I'd love it.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I will say to you about that is, it's been covered by a lot of people. As we know, Josh Groban had the big American
hit
that keeps, I have no doubt, Declan in splendor.
Absolutely.
But the fact remains, it's been covered by quite a bunch of people. So you've every right to have a go at it. Do you know? I'm sure he's honored.
Funnily enough, the first time I ever played, when I was starting songwriting, I supported him in my hometown at St. Luke's. And he had the generosity to bring me up to say, will you put a harmony on Galileo? So,
for God's sake.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy, and stunning songwriter.
Amazing. So to put, and I think that's the thing about this, we're kind of coming in like, I'm not doing nothing compares to you, but
yes,
we haven't tried to emulate what Sinead is doing or what Christy Dignam is doing or what Phil is doing, because there's no point, because that's the iconic song. They've written the song. So it's about honouring them, but putting your own stamp on it. And we've had the most amazing orchestral arrangers. We have Paul Frost, Ani Delaney, Cormac McCarthy, Sinead Frost, and John O'Brien, who's actually conducting it. And they have done the most inventive arrangements, honouring the song, but putting a different stamp on it, you know. So it's great.
And can I ask, because Declan, as you know, recorded Galileo with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra.
Yes.
And that was David Brophy and all the rest of it. Is it going to be that version?
It's not. No. So everything has been kind of recharted and arranged for orchestra. And what separates this, obviously there won't be a rhythm section on Galileo.
Yes.
But we have my own drummer, Davey Ryan, is playing, and we've a rock bassist and a rock guitarist, Patrick Lucy, is playing as well, and Mikey. And I think sometimes when you have orchestral, when you don't have orchestral players who can read music but are playing as part of it, it adds another kind of edge to it, which brings the rock.
Different dimension, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Completely different. Well, seeing as I have it lined up, I'm going to play it, but this is, sorry about this. This is just to give people just a flavour of the moment. This is a bit of Declan with Galileo, with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, just to give people a sense of what it is with an orchestra.
Of course.
Yeah. And you will have an orchestra on it.
We will. Full orchestra on stage.
Well, man, don't move an inch. I'm chatting with Jack O'Rourke in Cork. Here we are in Dublin. And this
Galileo
is Galileo.
Fell in love as a Galilean boy, and he wondered what in heaven, who invented such a joy? But the question got the better of his scientific mind, and to his blind and dying days, he looked up high and often sighed, and sometimes cry. Who puts the rainbow in the sky? Who lights the stars at night? Who dreamt up someone so divine?
Galileo, Declan O'Rourke with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. I'm chatting with Jack O'Rourke. He's in Cork for the Cork Proms. It's a mixtape of Irish rock, June 12th and 13th. It's today and tomorrow. There's a New World Symphony. I played it earlier on, Rhapsody in Blue from Dvorak, and a piece called There's No Place Like Home, which is a musical theatre review on the 19th and 20th of this month, which is, as well as, well, it's next week, actually. Jack, I'm just listening to that. It really does lend itself to an orchestra, doesn't it?
It really does, and I think like Declan is such a versatile songwriter, and he's a beautiful wordsmith, but that song to me has always been like, you know, an old jazz standard, you know, because it's,
yes,
the music,
yes,
the melody is so beautifully crafted, you know. It could be something that Peggy Lee or Tony Bennett or Nat King Cole or Sinatra would have done. It's that good.
That's right. Well, you see, you'll have to do what happened, the good fortune that came to him with Josh Groban. You'll have to get Michael Bublé or something to record one of your songs.
Absolutely.
And then you can teach at leisure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll be able to settle back. There has to be a way.
You see, teaching keeps me out of trouble. It's the routine, you know.
Well, that's probably true as well. Now look, Meg Kay, C. Evans, and obviously Niall McKibb, when you're coming together and doing this, you're on for two nights, that's the first thing.
Exactly.
And is that an 8 o'clocker?
It starts at God. I'm totally unprepared.
Good man. I love it. People think we record these. It's live.
I even have it written down here. The 12th and the 13th. It's either 7 or 8. But it's you'll have to Google that.
There's people coming across town to see it. But jeepers, I need to know what time it's on. 8. It's on at 8.
8 o'clock.
That gives you an extra hour to relax. It's on at 8. Now, and so. The idea of this is beautiful. I love it because there's so many songs to choose from.
There is. And even like going through that, I mean, you know, we were given songs and then we were like, oh, could we try this? So it's been a lovely collaborative effort. And there's huge collaborations in it.
Yeah.
I'm doing Rainy Night in Soho, like with Lucia Evans, who
you're changing that as well.
It's meant as a duet, and then you're kind of like, is it a love duet? And and we're two different singers. Like she's sung with Van Morrison, and she's an R&B singer, a soul singer, a jazz singer, originally from Zimbabwe. So to blend with a voice like that, you know, and I'm probably coming at it at a more folk level, and then she's coming at it from an R&B level, and when her voice is mixed then in harmony, it creates something new. And we were even talking about, is it a love duet? That line, you know, sometimes I wake up in the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, and John O'Brien, the conductor, he really thinks about the words when he's arranging. He said, maybe that's Ireland. You know, maybe Shane meant Ireland or Cathy Nihulavan. And I was like,
he was wrapped up in Ireland.
Yeah, and I never thought of that though, you know. So
yeah,
there's a huge amount of collaboration. There's singing backing on Teenage Kicks by The Undertones, and it almost turns into a Ronettes kind of Phil Spector thing, you know. There's so much inventive stuff going on in it.
Well, it's a career to me. Mark has been on to say that you did great covers of Phil Lynott in the ANCH celebration not so long ago.
I'll throw my hand to anything, you know.
No, but Phil, you see, I am a huge fan of Phil Lynott.
Yes.
I always thought that he was, like a lot of his work, okay, Thin Lizzy, yeah, but his solo work, but a lot of his work is like poetry. I've always,
that's
my thing about Van Morrison.
Yeah.
A poet who writes great music, Declan's the same, and with respect, I think you're in that batch as well.
Thank you. Well,
when you think about it, that's the trick.
It is, and I mean, my dad was a huge Thin Lizzy fan, as am I, you know, my rock side comes out, but I was given songs for that, like an earlier version of Sarah about his grandmother, which isn't the big Sarah song.
I know it. I have it on a 7-inch.
It's mystical and kind of...
It is. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. And even Dublin. I mean, I felt like a charlatan for being from Cork. Cork. Singing Dublin.
But Dublin's all about taking the boat.
It is.
The boat to England.
And immigration. And I think that's interesting, I think, from the point of view of someone iconic like him, like outside of being this amazing performer and... you know, handsome, sexy performer. Like, he was this incredibly artistic, sensitive soul who wrote these beautiful ballads.
He was an incredible... You know, I come from a place called Killestra in the north side of Dublin.
Yeah.
And he lived in Clontarf for a while. And you'd see him in the local supermarket. He was the most... Because remember, we didn't have people of colour in Ireland.
Absolutely.
He was the most exotic thing I had ever seen in my life.
I could imagine.
The leather coat. And, like, he just was star.
Yeah,
that's all he was.
I have a picture at home of him walking down Phoenix Park, and there's two priests. He's sitting on a wall, you know, and he just looks so incredible, obviously, and exotic. And there's two priests, and they're both staring at him, you know.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Loved him to bits. But I mean, there's a man. He had great sensitivity. Again, I go back to you and your sea swimming or whatever. Do you know what I mean? The coffee song. The thing is, sensitivity. He wrote. Yeah. He wrote songs about his daughters, Kathleen and Sarah.
Absolutely.
So like that's, you know, when you're doing things like that, I think that's the wealth of material. Love Jack O'Rourke's music. I got to attend his Castlebar concert for my birthday, and I got the Wild Place CD there as well. Best birthday gift ever. That's Saoirse. There you go. An opera on the top floor. You never wrote the opera.
I might take.
I want to write this opera.
I might take a sabbatical now, you know.
you've played apparently Corta Monica and Rocky. You played in Ballycotton a few times as well.
I have, I've been all over the place. Because this last album, you know, it was like a lot of songwriters, it was a COVID album, and my drummer Davey produced it, and he said, I'm not putting drums in any of these songs, so that he kind of left them spare, and it's I'd want to get me act together now and record a new album, but it's had a lovely it's almost 3 years now, and it's really,
it is 3 years,
yeah, it's been still on the playlist, so it's fantastic. I'm very fortunate.
Do you know what I do, because Irene is a great fan of yours as well. I think it'd be lovely if you came up.
I'd love to
session first, maybe one of the days over across the way, and the studio with the lovely acoustics and stuff. Wouldn't that be nice?
It'd be gorgeous, yeah.
It'd be nice, and we would get a few songs done. Listen, I wish you well. I just want to say how lovely it is to talk to you again.
Likewise.
And a lovely reaction from everybody coming and getting in touch. But good luck. It's this very evening.
It's this evening and tomorrow
and
evening.
And it's at 8 o'clock, by the way, just to let you know.
It is. And you know, I know Cork people are so smug about being from Cork, but I am.
There is a bit of that coming out now, in fairness.
But I am so proud. I mean, like the team in the Opera House, Eileen as the director and Michael Carr, you know, their vision. And I will say as well, just a very dear friend of all of ours, Holly McConnell, it's the whole thing is dedicated to her. She died very recently. She was a wonderful violinist and just a great musician. So it's very poignant as well as being a celebration. And, you know, if you think about Irish music too, I mean, we lost Sinead, we lost Christy, we lost Shane, and you know, the fact that these songs are in it, it's a lovely tribute as well.
It is, for sure. Well, you're a gentleman, Jack, and I hope we get to meet face to face not too far away.
Thanks, Marty. God, lovely to chat to you.
Take care. That's
take
lovely.
Care.
Thank you. That's Jack O'Rourke from Cork, and he might have mentioned that a couple of times. And just to let you know that it's a mixtape of Irish rock, which is on this evening and tomorrow in the Cork Opera House starting at 8 o'clock. Here's the man himself, Opera on the Top Floor.
Score blast from a jukebox. The lads I grew up a player, guitar, conjuring youth. Hunched at the bar, I hear dreams that turn to dust. Till I ring out for last call. A pint takes a minute to settle. The creamy head rises and lands like a chorus of hum. Regulars catching my eye to change their tune, but I ain't a conductor. I got opera on the top floor. Violins cry and arias explode. I'm riding with those Valkyries too. My own Valhalla in this store. The boy who sing Elvis and Skiffle, perched with their porter like vulture chicks waiting to hatch. The races and darts don't soothe the soul. I'm a fish out of water. A child of Prague's beady-eyed judges. He might blow the whistle if my world collided with theirs. After the final, John gave us a drunkenness and dormant. And for once I felt kinship. I got opera on the top floor. Violins cry and arias explode. I'm riding with those Valkyries too low and green. I've got my own Valhalla in this store. And that opera on the
wonderful image. Opera on the Top Floor, music from Jack O'Rourke, who will be in the Cork Opera House along with his good compatriots this very evening.